Welcome to the Profiles and Mission podcast series about volunteering for Christ-Centered Mission, brought to you by the American Baptist Home Mission Societies of American Baptist Churches, USA. I'm Patricia Osborne Randolph, and today I'm talking with Richard Peterson, a volunteer from American Baptist Home Mission Societies Volunteer Mobilization Ministries, who provides volunteer services for the ABC of Nebraska region. Welcome.
Thank you for interviewing me.
What are some of the services you provide?
As a volunteer pastor, I help with some office duties. I call on ministers to see how they're doing, visit the sick, attend worship services of various churches in the eastern part of the state, then do other general calling when it's necessary to remind people of meetings to see how things are going.
Do you have a church that you pastor at as well as volunteering?
No, I volunteer part-time. I'm retired from Maple Crest Nursing Home, where I was the administrator and the chaplain. After I retired from there, I worked as an interim executive minister, and the new secretary, executive secretary Susan Gillies, asked me to do some volunteer work, and she arranged a volunteer and mission program.
How long have you been volunteering?
I finished 14 years, and this is my 15th year.
Can you share an experience as a volunteer?
One of my most memorable experiences when I was visiting with a sick person, and we had a great conversation about the importance of having a well of faith, because that person happened to be in a lot of pain. And so we visited quite a bit about having that well of faith and the importance of faith and what it meant at times of severe pain. And that person happened to have a wall of faith, and so it was good to talk about it and to examine the meaning of faith in critical times. So that was one of my best experiences.
Sounds like it was a blessing that you were available to the individual, too.
It was a blessing.
What does it mean to you to be a volunteer?
Well, it gives me an opportunity to do at least a part-time hand in an important ABC Nebraska ministry. Our state is sort of short of staff, and our churches are very spread out. We try to keep up with a lot of meetings and a lot of calls, so it seems to be something that's very important.
Is there a specific church that you volunteer at, or do you spread yourself out to different churches that might need your services?
I spread myself out. My wife and I visit different worship services on some Sundays, and we get an opportunity to visit with the ministers and the church lay people and get to see the opportunity. We have the opportunity to learn more about present church life and programs and visit about those matters.
Could you provide for me one or two sentences that may inspire others to provide volunteer services?
It's very rewarding to visit with fellow ministers and lay people, not only to keep your mind active, but to try to continue a life of serving God, which is most important, and reaching out to others to enrich their lives in any possible way that you can. So it's so worthwhile. And then it's also been a great privilege to work with outstanding ABC Nebraska region staff. And that's been very rewarding.
It's not only rewarding to you, but it's also rewarding to those that you assist or provide service to.
We certainly hope so.
Thank you, Richard, for sharing your story.
You're welcome. It's been a privilege, and it's a great opportunity to share the importance of reaching out and continuing to grow in every possible way.
If you would like to become a volunteer with the American Baptist Home Mission Society's Volunteer Mobilization Ministries, click on the Ministries link at the top of the ABHMS website and search for the link under the Healing Communities list. You have been listening to the American Baptist Home Mission Society's Profiles and Mission podcast series. The quote to end this podcast is by C.S. Lewis. You are never too old to set another goal or to dream a new dream. I'm Patricia Osborne Randolph, wishing you peace and blessings.